Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
As far as the game goes on Sunday, listen, the Cowboys have played tough for Mike McCarthy, and I would expect nothing more. I would be surprised if they got rolled over for a second week in a row because Philadelphia did take it to them. But Dallas is 7-9, right? It's not like Dallas is 4-12 going into this game. And the Cowboys know, players know, that there's a possibility that Mike McCarthy could be back. Or there's a probably better than 50-50 possibility that he won't be back and that they'll be auditioning on tape for a new head coach. So if you expect guys like Rico Dowdell, who's, by the way, got over 1,000 yards, or Jalen Tolbert, or Kevontae Turbin. I mean, if you expect those guys to just lay down, I don't think so. I don't think so. Dowdell has over 100 yards from scrimmage combined in 4 out of his last 5 games. I mean, I didn't realize how good of a year ultimately he's had. Is he just dominant? No, of course not. But he's got over 1,000 rushing yards. Now, is 1,000 rushing yards in 16 games anything like, whoa? No. And it never really has been. I thought that was a misnomer all along. Even in a 16-game season, it was like an average of 64 yards per game, which is fine, but it's nothing special. I always thought it was like, well, you know, you would have to get like 1,300 yards or whatever before we started talking about something special. But they've got some weapons that can still hurt you. And don't forget what happened on special teams in terms of the kickoff returns. Not only Kevontae Turbin, but the other kid too, that took the short onside kick late in the game after Turpin's 95-yarder. And again, like, we don't know if Cooper Rush is going to start and play the whole game, if Trey Lance is going to play half. We don't know. I would guess Cooper Rush is going to start and maybe play a quarter and a half, somewhere in that range, and then we'll see Trey Lance. That would be my guess, but we don't know. They didn't have Brandon Cooks the last matchup. They do now. Now, they don't have CeeDee Lamb. And that's huge. Washington, I still don't know what they're going to do if it looks like Austin Ekeler is ready to go. I think they want to get him some game action. You got Chris Rodriguez. You got Jeremy McNichols. And you got Brian Robinson. We didn't spend enough time on this. I would probably be very, 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 very cautious, if not sit him out, Brian Robinson. Something is still not right there. And certainly part of it is the offensive line. I'm not suggesting that it's not. Something is not right. The fumbles, the lack of production. Now, he did have a productive drive, a couple of explosive-type runs, if you will, after Chris Rodriguez's touchdown drive. So that was the second long touchdown drive. But it's not like he was like, oh, dominant after that. He just had a couple of good pops. So, I don't know if Brian Robinson could benefit from being down and being fresher. Remember, he's missed, what, 3 games, parts of 2 others so far this year. I mean, he's been banged up. Maybe you get him some rest and maybe he's what Aaron Jones was for Green Bay last year against Dallas. You get an advantageous matchup, and Robinson can hit one, just like he did against Tennessee. Maybe. We'll see.